This is WLVR News. It's been a year since Allentown schools were open. When the pandemic hit, ASD sent more than 17,000 students home to grapple with learning virtually. The district is one of the largest and poorest in the state. Some buildings are more than a century old. ASD's struggled to make campuses COVID safe. WLVR's Tyler Pratt took a tour of one of the Lehigh Valley's largest high schools, William Allen, as staff prepares to finally bring students back next month.
When students come back to William Allen High School, there will be a lot of new features.
This is the watering station. This is one of the new ones.
Principal Shannon Mayfield stands in the school's main hallway. You may have seen these types of eco-friendly devices if you've been to an airport lately.
So if you brought your water bottle in, you could sit it there. The filter status right now says it's green, which is good to go.
Classic water fountains, the kind you'd use your mouth to drink from, may not have been the most hygienic to begin with. Now in the time of COVID, they're practically unthinkable.
Health and safety measures like this are going to make it better for kids to be more comfortable, as well as families, teachers, and others coming into a building.
That includes hand sanitizer everywhere, but other changes aren't so obvious. To meet new COVID guidelines, the district bought and installed germicidal radiation devices. GIDs for short. Thomas Smith is facilities director for the Allentown School District.
In short, what those devices do, we put them in all of our HVAC units. Those devices basically ionize air.
Quick science lesson. Ionization charges particles. That makes it easier for new filters the district installed to catch virus particles. And Smith says the GIDs have a second job.
The ionization of air actually deactivates the virus. It actually, I believe, strips the hydrogen molecule off the virus and it makes it inactive.
Smith says the hope is in a post-COVID world, these devices may kill other airborne pathogens too, like the flu, meaning maybe less sick kids in classrooms. Smith walks to the former health classroom. It's now going to be a negative pressure room, a place where a student or teacher can isolate if they test positive for the virus while at school.
We'll be bringing outside air in. We'll be exhausting inside air out, making it negative pressure, and all the time we'll be passing it through HEPA filters.
Were you a science expert before COVID happened?
No, I was not. Great question.
What was it like to figure out all of these things? I mean, because that just went right over my head, you know?
I'm sorry. And COVID itself is stressful enough, but then to have to be on the end to try and find solutions is even more stressful. But knowing the end goal was to get the students and staff back in the building, very satisfying.
One challenge is increasing airflow in the rooms. Not as tough at William Allen, which has newer buildings, but some schools were built in the 1800s. They have old electrical wiring. Some don't have AC. Nick Middlecamp is assistant facilities director.
You know, making older systems bring in more outside air sometimes in the winter when you have really cold temperatures causes problems. You freeze steam and water coils, and then you have wet classrooms.
And he says ASD isn't alone.
The problems that we're experiencing, the questions, the concerns of staff, students, parents, it's statewide. It's not just Allentown, it's Harrisburg, it's, you know, Northwestern Lehigh School District.
And if COVID enhancements sound expensive, they are. Remember those germ catchers? They're $1,000 a piece. The district got a $2 million COVID relief grant for the upgrades. The work is almost done at William Allen, but Thomas Smith says ASD needs to come up with more money to refurbish its more than 20 schools, which may be tough since ASD recently announced it has a deficit in the tens of millions.
There's huge inequities in public school district funding throughout the state of Pennsylvania. And if it wouldn't be for the fact that we were fortunate enough to get grant money to implement these COVID relief strategies, I don't know where we'd be.
Everyone working on these upgrades says they can't wait for kids to be back. Assistant Facilities Director Nick Middlecamp went to William Allen 20 years ago.
Well, I just sympathize with our graduating class from last year. You know, that would have been devastating to me, not having things like prom and walking across the stage for graduation. Living in Allentown all my life and seeing these schools vacant, it's strange, it's eerie.
And Principal Shannon Mayfield says it's totally weird not having 3,000 kids making noise in the hallways.
You don't hear the hustle and the bustle. I mean, this is the third largest high school in the Lehigh Valley. Five buildings. It's a city within a city. And our city isn't thriving the way we know it can.
There are still plenty of challenges at William Allen, like not having enough space for all the students to stay socially distant. But ASD says it plans to start bringing kids back under a hybrid model in mid-April, part in class, part still virtual. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.